Leaders of a military coup were working to justify their action to the world. A group of soldiers took over the government of Guinea. That's one of many small nations that are laid out like piano keys along the coast of West Africa. Today, the new leaders appointed a civilian prime minister, and they're telling foreign diplomats that the government they replaced was not much of a government. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton is following this story. And Ophebia, military coup never sounds good, so what's the argument that this one was justified?
That Guinea is a special case. That is what the military leaders, the coup leaders, are saying. And that's what a lot of Guineans believe. They've managed to get a lot of Guineans behind them. They say that anyway, the government was an illegitimate government. Anyway, the constitution was an invalid constitution, and that the National Assembly was not truly representative. And it seems Guineans, at least, are prepared to have the military lead them, although these coup leaders have said that they expect to be in power for 2 years before they hold elections.
They're saying it was not a valid government because there was a dictator who'd been in power for decades?
A military general who they supported at the time. But for quite a long time now, we have had the military, as well as civilians and the unions and many others, saying that the situation in Guinea, which is after all a huge mineral-rich country, it's the number one exporter in the world of bauxite. It has gold, it has diamonds, it has iron ore, but it has been impoverished for half a century, and that has suffered repression and a corrupt government for a very long time, with just two leaders in almost half a century of independence.
Well, are these coup leaders senior officers who were effectively part of the last regime?
They've got rid of all of those. More than 20 military generals have all been retired. These are junior officers. The coup leader himself is a captain, Moussa Dadis Camara. So it's a lower level of soldier. And these soldiers are the ones who had, there have been mutinies even in Guinea. So all has not been right. But whether they will be the answer to this potentially rich country's problems is another thing altogether. You have some saying give them a chance. You have others saying no, on principle, we cannot accept military takeovers.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton, always a pleasure to talk with you.
You too.